Okay, hello, it's me again, AJ, and we're back for another lesson. This lesson is called Unlimited Power. Great title, and of course, it comes from the book by Tony Robbins, who is another one of my favorite teachers. In fact, I really love Tony. I just got back from a seminar of his. He is fantastic, and I highly recommend his books, his tapes, his CDs, his seminars, anything you can get from Tony Robbins. Fantastic. And we're going to, again, do a little excerpt, a little section from one of his books. And this section talks about the number one trait that determines success and happiness in Tony Robbins' opinion. And I agree with him. And that number one trait, that one factor, that one thing that really creates success and powers and gives energy to everything else is passion. So this is a little section about passion from Tony Robbins' book, Unlimited Power. So I'm just going to go ahead and read that section and then I'll talk about it more. So here we go. Success is not an accident. The difference between people who produce positive results and those who do not is not some sort of random roll of the dice. There are consistent, logical patterns of action, specific pathways to excellence that are within the reach of us all. We can unleash the magic within us. We simply must learn how to turn on and use our minds and bodies in the most powerful and advantageous ways. Have you ever wondered what a Steven Spielberg or a Bruce Springsteen might have in common? What do a John F. Kennedy and a Martin Luther King Jr. share that caused them to affect so many people in such a deep and emotional way? They have been able to get themselves to consistently take effective actions toward the accomplishment of their dreams. But what is it that got them to continue day after day to put everything they've got into everything they do? There are, of course, many factors. However, I believe there are fundamental character traits that they have cultivated within themselves. Characteristics that give them the fire to do whatever it takes to succeed. These are the traits that can ensure your success as well. Trait number one, passion. All of these people have discovered a reason, a consuming, energizing, almost obsessive purpose that drives them to do, to grow, and to be more. It gives them the fuel that powers their success and causes them to tap their true potential. It's passion that drives the computer scientists through years of dedication to create the kind of breakthroughs that have put men and women in outer space and brought them back. It's passion that causes people to stay up late and get up early. It's passion that people want in their relationships. Passion gives power and meaning. There is no greatness without a passion to be great, whether it's the aspiration of an athlete or an artist, a scientist, a student, a parent, or a business person. Discover how to unleash this inner force of passion within yourself. Okay. Woo! So Tony Robbins, you can tell he's a very passionate guy himself. Very, very passionate. And I really love this section because all the things we've talked about until now, you know, they really are about passion, changing your body, changing your focus, changing your beliefs. What you are doing is finding that passion inside of you, that energy, that incredible physical and mental and emotional energy that will help you succeed at anything. Without energy, it's hard to succeed. Without energy, it's hard to do anything. If you have no energy, you can't exercise. If you have no energy, probably your relationships will be bad. If you have no energy, you're not going to learn English very well. You're not going to learn anything very well. If you have no energy, you're not going to be a good teacher. You're not going to be a good father. You're not going to be a good mother. Nothing in your life will be excellent or even very good if you don't have that energy and that passion. The passion drives everything else. It's the fuel. It's like the gasoline for your engine, for everything. And so, to learn English, for example, you need to develop a passion for English. Exciting reasons to learn English. Not just take a test. Taking a test, who gets excited about taking a test? Almost nobody. In fact, usually it's the opposite, right? Most of us get stressed about taking a test. Most of us have fear about taking tests. And it's the same in schools. Not just English. All of education in almost every country kills passion. Most classrooms, high school, elementary school, middle school, university, they kill passion. They kill that energy in the student, unfortunately. It probably happened to you. It certainly happened to me when I was growing up. It's happened to 99.9% of the students I have taught. When they come to me, their passion has been diminished, lessened, or even almost killed. The good news is it's never completely killed. You can find it again because naturally, as human beings, we love to learn. Our brains love learning. So sitting in little desks and taking tests and being criticized by teachers and getting grades, all that bullshit, all that crap, it kills passion. It may have killed the passion in you. So just forget about it. That part of your life is over. Thank God. Yes, it's over. Now you're in charge. Now you are responsible. Now you're learning because you want to learn. So do it in a way that gives you that passion, that gives you that excitement. Find reasons to learn English that you love, that are exciting. If you're single, maybe you could get a girlfriend or a boyfriend by speaking English. That would be fun. Date someone from another country because of your great English skills. That would be great. If you're a business person or want to be one, maybe you could make tons of money, lots and lots of money, because of your great English skills. That would be great. If you're a parent, maybe because of your excellent English ability, you could help your children learn English. Not the way you did, not the terrible way that is taught in schools, but in a much better way, a way that excites them so that your children have great opportunities in the future. Those are exciting reasons to learn English. Maybe you could just make a lot of friends. Maybe you could make friends in the United States, in Canada, in the UK, in other countries, because we use English to connect with people in every country of the world. You could make friends in Japan, in Korea, in China, all through Europe, all through Asia, all through South America, Central America. You could have an incredible web of friendships, international friendships all over the world. You could find incredible, interesting books written in English. Maybe you can't find them in your language. So many cool, interesting opportunities open to you by being excellent with English. Because right now, at this moment in history, English is the international language. We use it for science. When scientists in different countries want to communicate, they use English. We use it for business. We use it for relationships. We use it in so many ways right now. So that's why you're learning English. Not to take some stupid test. So find the reasons that make you feel passionate about learning English. And in your life in general, find things in your life that make you feel passionate. Get that energy going, not just with English, but with everything in your life. And your life will just feel so much more interesting and exciting. You will get this kind of energy, the kind of energy you hear in my voice, the kind of energy you'll see if you ever see Tony Robbins or read his books or listen to him. Anybody who is doing well, anybody who's excited, anyone who has that energy is because of this passion. They have passionate, interesting, compelling, exciting reasons to learn, to do what they do. Find those and you will get that energy too. All right, that is the end of this article. See you for the vocabulary lesson. And remember, smile, get that body moving. The first part of passion starts with your body. Get the energy in your body. So those deep breaths, that chest up, that big smile, it's very important because it's the first step to developing this passion, this energy. Okay, see you next time. Bye-bye.